Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. We welcome you to High School Varsity Baseball. We are at Monticello, Indiana, home of Twin Lakes Indians. Tonight's going to be the Twin Lakes Indians and Central Catholic Knights. We thank you for tuning in to PutMeInSports.com. Umpires meeting has just concluded. Getting ready to take a field, Twin Lakes Indians, the home team on the scoreboard. We're here in the press box. Gentlemen right here, Mr. Bush does a fine job, and we'll mention they're getting ready for the national anthem. I believe he has his better half working in here with him, and we thank you for tuning in to tonight's ball game. We're getting ready for the national anthem. We'll set this down, and we appreciate you listening in. We'll set this down now.
By the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's first gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallant. And the rocket's red flare, the bombs bursting in air, it proved through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, cradle that dark tangle,
well done, my sir. That's well done. Hit all 2.5 octaves. He's counted. Wonderful. That's the public address, Mr. Bush. We'll mention, game's getting ready to start here. We'll let you know about the starting lineups. First in the field for Twin Lakes Indians. The pitcher is going to be Reese Arthur. He wears number 24. The catcher, Tristan Robertson, number 8. At first base, Luke Benno. He wears number 27. At second base, 28, that's Ian Bousman. Shortstop, number 16, that's C.J. Brummett. At third base, Alan Miller, he'll wear number 14. In left field, Jaden Francis China, number 21. In center field, Maverick Arthur, number 17. And in right field, number 18, Ethan Bousman. We'll mention defensively playing for the designated hitter to start out this ball game is going to be Reese Arthur. He'll do the pitching. He's on the pitcher's mound right now, getting warmed up. We're at number 24, right-handed pitcher. And we'll talk a little bit about the right-handed pitcher. He's worked 3 1/3 innings thus far on the season. He's allowed 2 hits. He struck out 5. And he's on the pitcher's mound tonight for Twin Lakes Indians. Getting ready to step in, first batter in the lineup, straight up 5:30 p.m. First batter in the ballgame, going to be Carter Johnson, wears number 25. First pick, low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Stepping back in, number 25, Carter Johnson. Working from the windup. Swung on, he'll take a drive to center field, and he'll move to the left. Out center field, Maverick Arthur makes the catch. One out here in the top of the first inning. So getting ready to step in, second batter in the ballgame, Evan Dienhart. Where's number 24? Right-handed batter. Bit an open stance, here comes the wind. Swung on, ground ball. Infield, going to let it go by third base. Shortstop's going to field it. Going to one hop over to first base. Good effort, C.J. Brummer. C.J. Brummer went to Luke Geno. Going to be an infield hit, probably on the scoreboard. Runner at first base for the Knights, Evan Dienhart. Third batter in the lineup, going to be number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn going to step in, checking signals. He'll step in now, right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, it's Reese Arthur. Breaking pitch, broke away, good block by the catcher, Tristan Robertson. He'll throw it down to second base. Pretty good throw for a late opportunity. Safe at second base is Evan Dienhart. Stepping back in, Owen Munn. Back in the third spot, nice lineup tonight. Brenner at second base, working from the stretch, Reese Arthur. Pitch comes in outside, a ball. A step back in. Two balls, no strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. From the stretch, just check second base. Here's a pitch. Breaking pitch high. Finish high. Three balls, no strikes. A step in, looking at signals. His catcher, Tristan Robertson, working from the stretch. Pitch comes in, outside, just missed. Ball four. He'll jog down to second base. Next batter going to step in, number 16, T.J. Bell. Checks the third base coach. Runners at first and second base. Working from the stretch. Peering in. Checks second base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Inside edge, thigh high. No balls, one strike. T.J. Bell steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Reese Arthur works from the stretch, checks second base. Pitch comes in high for a ball. One ball, one strike. Nobody out. Runners at first and second base. Check that one out. Here in center field. Going to swing on. He'll go to left field. He'll get a lot of air underneath it. He'll make the catch near the warning track. That's Jaden Francescina. Second out. Evan Dienhart tags up from second base. Runners on the corner. First and second base. Two outs here in the top of the first inning. Next batter's going to shift back in of Justin Brady. Justin Brady playing the DH in the ballgame to start out for Jackson Kane, the catcher. He'll step in, left-handed batter. Where's number 32? Peering in, looking at signals. Reese Arthur, set position. First pitch in there for a strike. Snap throw to second base. The throw back to home, safe at home. The throw back to second base. We get by the glove, picked up in the outfield. Evan Dienhart going to score on the throw to second base. He'll take off from third. Runner at second base, one run in. Justin Brady going to step back in, left-handed batter. Back in the rubber, Reese Arthur. Peers in, looks at signals. Checks second base. Pitch comes in low for a ball. One ball, one strike, two outs, top of the first inning, one run in, set position for Arthur. Pitch comes in, ground ball. It'll be fielded by the skirt off the glove, nearly glove that was Ian Bousman. Goes into left field, run comes in from second base. Owen Munn throwing it in from the outfield, that's the right field, Ethan Bousman. Back in to Ian Bousman. At home plate, going to do the batting. It's Ben Mazur.
This is Ben Mazur.
He'll step in. Where's number 27? He'll do the pitching for the Knights, working from the set position. Pitch comes in, swung on, ground ball, pitcher. Will be fielded by Reese Arthur. He'll flip it underhanded to Luke Geno, three outs. So the Knights leave one aboard. They come up with two runs. And coming up to bat, it's going to be the Twin Lakes Indians. They'll bat in the bottom of the first inning. Again, we thank you for tuning in. We'll mention, not too far from here, Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Boardwalk Resort. Indiana Beach is an amusement park located on Lake Schaefer in Monticello, Indiana. What a great way for family and fun to continue. Hop, skip, and a jump just northeast of Twin Lakes High School, located at 5224 East Indiana Beach Road, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. On the web, it's indianabeach.com. By telephone, 574-583-4141. You can get a 2022 season pass for just $69.99. That's at Indiana Beach right here in Monticello. Taking the field for the Knights defensively, they're going to start like this. Ben Mazur, number 27, will do the pitching. Jackson Kane, where's number 3? He'll catch. At first base, T.J. Bell, he wears number 16. At second base tonight, it's Owen Munn, number 12. At shortstop, Evan Dienhart wears 24. At third base, Ryan Schumer wears number 7. In left field, Carter Johnson, number 25. In center field, Bryn Robbins wears 33. And in right field, it's Caden Minnick, wears number 20. As mentioned, number 16, T.J. Bell, the DH in the ballgame. Catching defensively in his batting spot is Jackson Kane, wears number 3. Stepping in, first batter for Twin Lakes, going to be number 17, Maverick Arthur. Right-handed batter, going to step in. Wearing those Nike cleats. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals, here comes the wind. Swung on, foul back. Going to get the screen. No balls, one strike. Just step back in. 0-1 count. Peering in, looking at signals. Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch to Arthur. Outside, ball one. One ball, one strike. Back up on the rubber. Look at signals. Here comes the wind to Arthur. Swung on. Fouled back against the screen. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Bottom of the first inning, Indians batting. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-2 pitch. High for a ball. 2-2, he'll step back in, right-handed batter. Maverick Arthur. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball in the infield. When he fielded by the pitcher, he'll throw to first base. They'll go Mazur to first base. T.J. Bell, one out in the bottom of the first inning. Next batter in the lineup for Twin Lakes is going to be number 8, Tristan Robertson. He'll step in, right-handed batter. He'll tap the plate, step into the rubber. Is Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. There comes the wind. Pitch inside and tight. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. In the batter's box, two hitter, Tristan Robertson. Here comes the pitch. Ball outside, a bit high. Two balls, no strikes. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, Tristan Robertson. Back up on the rubber, Ben Mazur. Peering in, here comes the wind. Outside is knee-high, called strike. Two balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Plays the catcher position, Tristan Robertson. Ben Mazur. Just low, outside edge, ball 3. Three balls, one strike, one out. Bottom of the first inning, Twin Lakes batting. Outside edge, strike 2, called. Count goes full, 3-2. Back up on the rubber, Ben Mazur. Back in the batter's box, Tristan Robertson. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on, swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes, two outs. Here in the bottom of the first inning.
C.J. Brown.
Next batter going to step in. Number 16, he plays the shortstop position, C.J. Brummett. Bats left, throws right. Maybe a switch hitter, I'm not quite sure. He's going to bat left and throw right. Butch tells me he's not a switch hitter. From the windup, Ben Major. Called strike. South thigh high. Count goes 0-1. 0-1 count to C.J. Brummett. Here comes the wind. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Three hitter at the plate for Twin Lakes Indians. Bottom of the first. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Good cut. Swing and a miss. Healthy cut. C.J. Brummett swings a good bat. One ball, two strikes. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the 1-2. Backdoor curveball breaks in there for a strike. Called strike, he'll go down on strikes and we'll miss him. After one complete, Knights, 2, Indians, nothing. We'll mention a little bit about these schools, both teams. We'll first talk about the visiting team on the scoreboard. Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. The Knights are in Class 1A, Sectional 53. There are 6 in their sectional. In their sectional is Attica, Covington, Faith Christian, North Vermilion, Riverton Park, and Central Catholic. The principal at Lafayette Central Catholic High School is Melissa Robertson. The athletic director is Tim Bourdonnais. The assistant ADs are Julia Denhart and Nate Deno. The Knights are currently 9 wins, 3 losses, 6 wins, 1 loss in the West Division of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach is Tim Bourdonnais, 1987 graduate from Central Catholic. Next on the agenda after tonight's ball game is going to happen Friday, April 29th. That's going to be tomorrow, 5:30 start time. Central Catholic Knights will travel to Rossville to battle with the Hornets. Next batter going to step in. Top of the second inning. Can be number 27. Check that. It's Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer going to step in. Third baseman. Here comes the first pitch from Arthur. Low for ball one. Stepping in, left-handed batter Ryan Schumer. Peering in from the windup, Reese Arthur. Here comes the pitch. Swung on, ground ball. Second base. Going to be fielded by Bowsman. He'll throw to first base. It's going to get by first base. It'll be corralled there by the catcher backing up first base, Tristan Robertson. Reaching base on air is number 7, Ryan Schumer. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Brent Robbins wears number 33. Right-handed batter. Top of the second inning, working from the stretch, Reese Arthur. Pitch comes in outside of ball. He squared the bunt, pulled the bat back. Set back in. In the lead there, Mata Fleet at first base is Schumer. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He squared the bunt, pulled the bat back, took a full swing. Strike one. Count goes 1-1. Brent Robbins back in batter's box. Reese Arthur. Curveball. Looks like a breaking pitch in there for a strike. Brent Robbins thought he was going to bunt again. Squared. Pulled the bat back. Strike called. 1-2. Peering in, looking at signals. Working out a stretch. Arthur. Good block right there for Robertson, home plate, stepping in front of him. Runner at first base, working on the diamond. Schumer working from the stretch, he works quick. Arthur, breaking pitch, righty facing a righty, broke in there for strike 3. He'll go down looking. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights going to step in, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick wears number 20. Plays right field in the ballgame. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, curveball, back door, righty facing the lefty, Minnick. Count goes 0-1. Getting a Myers lead at first base. Schumer working from the stretch. Rhys Arthur. Swing and a miss. Minnick out in front of it, off speed pitch. Might have been a breaking ball. Count goes 0-2. Step back in. Peer in, look at signals, look at first base. Out of the set position. Pitch comes in high and away for ball one. One ball, two strikes. Runner at first base. Top of the second inning. We're at Twin Lakes High School. Working from the stretch. Swung on. Going to be dropped third strike. He'll be out. First base is occupied. He'll go down swinging. And going to step in once again. It's going to be number 25, Carter Johnson. So he'll step in. Right-handed batter working against the righty, Rhys Arthur. Pitch comes in, back door, just outside, ball one. Carter Johnson, left-handed batter, steps back in. The step off the rubber, there in the back. The step back on, Rhys Arthur. Working from the stretch, now the set position. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, just low. Two balls, no strikes. Carter Johnson steps in, 273 average. Working from the stretch. Pitch comes in, line rope over the glove of the second baseman. Base hit to right center field. Picked up in center field by Maverick Arthur. Runners at first and second base. They're working on the diamond. Next batter is going to be Evan Dienhardt. Dienhardt is going to step in. Right-handed batter. Steps in batting 333 on the season. Stepping in, working from the stretch. Look at second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking ball. Righty facing the righty. Called strike. A step back in the rubber. Peering in, looking at signals. Rhys Arthur. Set position, check second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Working the breaking ball. Breaking ball working for him. Rhys Arthur. He'll peer back in, working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Breaking ball finished high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Runners at first and second base, two outs. Top of the second inning. Working from the stretch, now the set. Breaking ball finished a bit high. Two balls, two strikes. Rhys Arthur getting acclimated. Get back in the rubber. Peers in, looks at the signals. Set position. Outside of ball. 3-2 count. Jump goes full. Stepping back in. Evan Dienhardt facing Rhys Arthur. Working from the stretch. Here comes the 3-2. Swung on and take a drive to right field. It's going to drop in. It's going to be a fair ball down the right field line. Picked up by Ethan Bousman. Bousman tosses it in. Picked up at home plate. Carter Johnson going to stay at third base. Schumer comes in to score. So it's going to put Evan Dienhardt at second base. It's going to be an RBI. Called it a double. Runners at second and third base. Stepping back in. Number 12, Owen Munn. Owen Munn steps in. Batting 370 on the season. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, finished just high. One ball, no strikes. The step back in. Right-handed batter. Working from the stretch, Arthur. Swung on, he'll pop one. Foul territory. Giving it a chase is Robertson. out of play. One ball, one strike. Pretty good effort there, Tristan Robertson, the catcher. 1-1 count. Two outs. Runners at second and third base, stepping back in. Owen Munn, working from the wind-up, working from the stretch. Reese Arthur, set position. Outside of ball. Two balls, one strike. Two outs, top of the second inning. Owen Munn facing Reese Arthur, working from the stretch, just second base. Pitch comes in, strike called. Two balls, two strikes. He'll step back in. Owen Munn, peering in, looking at signals, working from the stretch, check second base. Pitch comes in, going to be a shot to right field, going to drop in, going to be picked up on the hop. Jaden Francis China, sliding into second base. It'll be safe, Owen Munn. So two RBI double for Owen Munn. He'll take off that apparatus, go back to second base. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 16, T.J. Bell. T.J. Bell working with the on-base percentage of 326. He'll step in, right-handed batter. Getting a modest lead there at second base. Putting the glove on. Set position. Pitch comes in outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. T.J. Bell, right-handed batter, facing the righty, Reese Arthur, from the set position. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch, in there for a strike. One ball, one strike. Runner at second base. Outfield playing him to pull slightly, working from the stretch, now the set. Swung on. Hit a high fly ball. It's going to be called for by the shortstop. They go out and pretty shallow left field, but well into the grass. Good catch by C.J. Brummett. And that Knights come up with three runs in the top of the second inning at the end of one and a half. It's five for the Knights, and the Indians coming to the plate. We'll mention a little bit about Twin Lakes Indians High School. Twin Lakes Indians High School, Class 3A, Sectional 20. There are seven in their sectional. In their sectional, Benton Central, Mequonakwaw, Northwestern, Peru, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette, Western. The principal at Twin Lakes High School is Melissa Whitehead. The athletic director is Kent Adams. And the athletic secretary is Emily Anderson. Have some help here. Thank you. And I'm Twin Lakes High School, located at 300 South 3rd Street, Monticello, Indiana, 47960. On the telephone, you can reach them, 574-583-7108. On the web, it's twinlakeshighschool.org. They wear the collars red and white. They perform in the Hoosier Conference. They have a West and an East division. We'll talk about the East. Alphabetically, it's Lewis Cass, Hamilton Heights, Northwestern, Tipton, and Western. In the West, it's Benton Central, Central Catholic, Rensselaer Central, Twin Lakes, West Lafayette. Twin Lakes Indians are currently 7 wins, 6 losses. They're 2-3 in the West division of the Hoosier Conference. Head coach is Jake Burton. Their next game will happen Monday, May the 2nd, 5:30. It'll be Tri-County. That's Walcott. They'll be right here at Twin Lakes High School. Stepping into bat, DH number 11, Tanner Coble. First pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, one strike. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, breaking pitch for a strike called. No balls, two strikes, he'll step back in, right-handed batter. Coble, Here comes the wind. Outside a ball. 1-2 count. Twin Lakes Indians, Tanner Coble. The DH in today's ball game. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Swung on, it's going to swing on. You get a base hit to right field. It's going to hit the lip of the grass. It's going to go on into right field. Right there between second and first base. Brought in from the outfield, Caden Minnick. Base hit off the bat of Tanner Coble.
First baseman Luke Denno, the next Indian hitter.
Stepping into bat. Playing first base, number 27, Luke Denno. Working from the stretch. Here comes the pitch. Outside of ball. Velocity is good. The wind's blowing out there. It's blowing from basically in from right field, a little bit across the diamond. Working from the stretch, Mazur to Denno. Pitch in there, strike, swing and a miss. Runner at first base, Tanner Coble. Stepping back in. 27, Luke Denno. Peering in, looking at signals. Mazur from the set position. Here comes the pitch. Outside edge, called strike. No balls. They're working from the diamond. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. Looking at first base, now a stretch, now a set position. Here comes the 1-2. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Called strike. He'll go down on looking. One out. Here in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping into bat, number 18, Ethan Bausman. Plays right field, bats right-handed. Looking over at first base, working out a stretch, now the set. Ground ball. Right side, going to go through the infield on the ground. Base hit for Bausman. Two aboard here in the bottom of the second inning. So one out. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 14, Alan Miller.
Third baseman Alan Miller.
Playing third base, right-handed batter facing the righty. Modestly there, nobody holding Bausman on. He's got a good lead. Runner at second base. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch, strike called. No balls, one strike, one out. Here in the bottom of the first inning, two aboard. For the Indians, first and second base. Here's the set. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. No balls. Two strikes. Step back in. Right-handed batter. Working on the diamond right there. Alan Miller. Working from the stretch. Now the set. Check second base. Mid-pickoff move at second base. The throw goes wide right of the base. Tanner Coble. Might have been out had the ball been caught. He's safe back at second base. Runners first and second base. 0-2 count. One out in the batter's box for Twin Lakes, Alan Miller. Peering in, looking at signals. Out of stretch, now the set. Check second base. Pitch comes in. Breaking pitch finishes high. Ball one. One ball, two strikes. Let's set back in. Right-handed batter, Alan Miller. Looking at signals, working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the pitch. No be pickoff move once again. He didn't make the throw. Stepped off the back. No throw made. Getting back safely is Tanner Coble. Peering in, looking at signals. Now out of set. Check second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. He'll go down swinging. There's two outs in the bottom of the second inning. Stepping in, going to bat, Ian Bausman. Ian Bausman, number 28. Right-handed batter, plays second base. He'll peer in, look at signals, does Mazur. Bausman in the batter's box for runners at first and second base. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Right on time. Good cut. Kind of held his cut up at the tail end there. No balls, one strike. Set position. Check second base. Pitch comes in, ball outside. Runners at first and second base. Stepping back in. 28, Ian Bousman. Peering in, looking at singles. Ben Mazur. Check second base, Salva set. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, two strikes. 28, Ian Bousman steps back in. Peering at signals. Looks second base, now out of set. Pitch comes in, strike called.
Strike three,
he'll put the third out in the inning. Two aboard, they finish with two on base. First and second base. It's a base hit. And then we'll go to the top of the third inning. And we'll mention this game is in part being brought to you by Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. On the web, it's reynoldsfarmequipment.com. And right there in Reynolds Farm Equipment, Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, hours of operation right there at Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Check that. That's Reynolds Farm Equipment hours, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5 p.m. Saturday, 7:30 a.m. to 12 noon, closed Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli. They're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. They're open Saturday, 7 a.m. to noon. That's 12 noon on Saturday. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. You can visit them online at TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli. Along U.S. 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat. First batter, top of the third, Justin Brady. He'll take the first pitch, swung on. Be a high fly ball in the infield. Called for by the second, assume the shortstop. And caught right there, C.J. Brummett records the first out. Top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, going to enter the batter's box, batting 312 on the season. 21 plate appearances, 16 official at-bats. First pitch, breaking pitch, outside of ball. Just step back in. Right-handed batter, Ben Mazur. Here comes a wind from Arthur. Low for ball two. Good block right there, Tristan Robertson. And you'll peer in, look at signals. Working from the windup, Brees Arthur. Breaking pitch, high for a ball. Count goes three balls, no strikes to Mazur. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Brees Arthur. Breaking pitch, right across the dish. Called strike. A step back in. 3-1 count to Mazur. Swung on, he'll pop one high. It's going to be in foul territory. It's going to be called for by the third baseman. He'll make the catch just outside third base. That's Alan Miller. Second out here in the top of the third inning. Throw the ball around the horn. I'll put it back, get it to the glove of Reese Arthur. Step in, batter going to be number 7, Ryan Schumer. Third baseman. He steps in, batting 280 on the season. He fouls one back out of play. No balls, one strike. Steps back in. Left-handed batter. Here comes the wind from Arthur. Swung on. He'll lift one to center field. Moving slightly to his left, coming in to make the catch. It's center fielder Maverick Arthur. Maverick Arthur plays it good off the bat in center field. So the Knights No runs, no hits. They do not score at the end of 2.5. Night 5, Indians, 0. Next batter in the lineup, getting ready to come up, going to happen. And it's going to be the Twin Lakes Indians. We thank you for listening. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com and Varsity Sports since 2008. Happy to support education-based high school varsity athletics. Baseball each spring, Lafayette Central Catholic Knights. Football in the fall, Tipton Blue Devils. Basketball in the winter, Tipton Blue Devils, Central Catholic Knights, Hamilton Heights, Lady Huskies. So they're getting warmed up on the diamond. Knights throw the ball around, getting ready to bat here in the bottom of the third inning. They hand deliver a baseball to the home plate umpire. Working on the batting gloves right there, getting ready to bat. Taking some practice swings outside the dugout. Next batter in the lineup for Twin Lakes is going to be Jaden Francis China. Francis China, that's it. We got the pronunciation. Last time they played, they took some time off. They rescheduled. Francis China, have a new. Thank you, Butch. Butch tells me it's Francis China. So we'll go from there. These two teams rescheduled their ball game here. They had some damp, had some wet atmosphere. They couldn't play. So stepping in the bat, Jaden Francis Skeena worked against Ben Mazur. First pitch, fastball, swing and a miss. Francis Skeena, number 21, plays left field, steps back in. Here comes the wind. Foul tip, home plate, swing. Full swing gets by Kane. A step back in. No balls, two strikes. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Ben Mazur. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Swung on, swing and a miss. Good check, swinging strike. He'll set down. He'll set down right now. One out. Bottom of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be Maverick Arthur. Maverick Arthur led this game off. Maverick Arthur gonna step in, gonna bat right now. Here comes Maverick Arthur and Ben Mazur. Here comes the pitch. Foul one out of play. Good solid swing right there. Good quick bat for number 17, Maverick Arthur. Good step back in. Righty facing the righty. Arthur Mazur. Swung on, fouled back to the screen. Maverick Arthur will step back in. Right-handed batter. Ben Mazur adjusts the cap, back on the rubber. Picks up in the windup. He'll step off the back. Once the reach signal, Arthur steps back in. Right-handed batter facing the right-handed pitcher. He'll swing on again. He'll foul this one out of play. Maverick Arthur in the ball game. Maverick Arthur wears number 17. Maverick Arthur, right-handed batter. Time on the diamond. Time in center field. Chase down a softball. They'll throw it out of play. Throw it back over. Bren Robbins. They'll toss it back, hand it to an onlooker from the softball field. So Maverick Arthur going to step back in. No balls, two strikes. Fouling them off. Here comes the pitch. Some drop third strike. Kane steps behind the plate to the right, throws the first base. They'll go down as a put out. Two outs here in the top of the third inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 8. Does the catching. Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson going to step in. He's batting 290. 290 on the season. Working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Swing and a miss, foul tip. Foul tip in the glove of Kane, strike one. going to play him to hit away from the outfield just slightly, working from the windup. Swing and miss. That's number 8, Tristan Richards. Tristan Richards steps back in. Take that back. Here we go. He'll step back in. Here's the pitch. He'll take a drive. Soft shot to second base in the grass. Didn't know who was going to call for it. Catch is made by Owen Munn, the second baseman. So 3 outs. And getting ready to bat the Knights. And we'll mention this game is also in part being made possible by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle. Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at FTCSales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy low payment plan. Visit us at FTCSales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7, Fridays, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 4. Located 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort. Throw the ball down to second base. They're throwing it around the infield. Twin Lakes Indians. Knights going to bat in the top of the fourth inning. Going to step in. Right-handed batter, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins going to step in. Batting 310 on the season. Here comes the wind. Outside of ball. One ball, no strikes. Step back in. Bryn Robbins. Working from the windup, Reese Arthur. Breaking pitch, swinging a miss. One ball, one strike. Infield playing regular depth straight away. Outfield slightly to pull. Here comes a wind from Arthur. Swung on, ground ball. Third base, fielded by Miller. They'll throw across the diamond. To Deno, they get the put out 5-3. One out here in the top of the fourth inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be the right fielder. He was number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick steps in, left-handed batter, batting 345 on the season. Peering in, looking at signals, here's the wind. Swung on, ground ball, right side, fielded by the first baseman. He'll toss it to the pitcher. They'll get the put out. Right, a close play right there with Minnick. Ground ball tossed by Reese Arthur. He'll throw to Luke Geno for the second out here in the top of the fourth. Next batter going to step in. 25, Carter Johnson. Carter Johnson entered this ball game 53 plate appearances, 33 official at bats. First pitch comes in there, backdoor curveball for a strike. He'll look at signals. No signals given. A step back in. Left-handed batter. Here comes the pitch from Arthur. Swung on. He'll fly one on the infield. Called for by second baseman. He'll catch it deep in the dirt right there. Back part of the dirt. Ian Bousman for the third out in the top of the fourth inning. Knights go down in order. We'll mention the next game on the agenda for both these teams. As mentioned, Central Catholic on Friday. That's tomorrow, 5:30 start. Central Catholic will be at Rossville tomorrow evening at 5:30. And working right here on the diamond. Twin Lakes tomorrow night. Take that back. They're going to play on Monday, the second day of May, 5:30 start time. Tri-County will be here at Twin Lakes High School. So they're working on the diamond, and you are listening to an education-based high school boys varsity baseball game. This internet radio athletic contest is made possible by audiosportsonline.net. Robbie Kendall, ASO, providing internet radio access for PutMeInSports.com since 2008. So let's throw the ball around the diamond, get some warm-up pitches right there. Ben Mazur, first batter going to bat in the bottom of the fourth inning. Going to be number 16, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett plays a good shortstop position. C.J. Brummett, pretty impressive batting average. C.J. Brummett, 429 on the season. That's entering the ballgame, 46 plate appearances. And he's working there, 35 official at-bats. So they put the ball in the glove. Pitcher's mound, they're getting ready to pitch. Ben Mazur stepping in. Going to be the left-handed batter, C.J. Brummett. C.J. Brummett. He scored 13 runs. He's working on 15 hits. He's got 19 RBI. Steps in, left-handed batter. Working from the windup, Mazur. Brummett, first pitch. Just missed outside. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Brummett staying warm in this ballgame. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. High for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Bob in the fourth inning. Peering in, looking at singles. Here comes the pitch. Healthy catch, swing and a miss. Brummett, two balls, one strike. He'll step back in. Left-handed batter facing the righty. Strike called. Kneecaps. Count goes 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Brummett steps back in. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. Outside a ball. Count goes 3-2. Three balls, two strikes. C.J. Brummett. Ben Mazur. Peers in, looks at signals. Here's the 3-2. Swing and a miss. Trying to protect that zone, C.J. Brummett. The fed down with the first out here in the bottom of the fourth inning. Next batter going to step in. Going to be the 11th DH in the ballgame, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble going to step in, batting 237. 237 average. That's 45 plate appearances. 38 official at-bats. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the pitch. Ball comes in a bit high. Ball one. One ball, no strikes. Steps back in. At number 11, Tanner Coble. Here comes the pitch. He'll foul one back to the screen. One ball, one strike. Tanner Coble has scored four runs on the season. He's got nine hits. He's got 10 RBI. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here's the 1-1. Outside the ball. Good backhand block off the glove. Jackson Kane. He steps back in. Here comes the wind, the 2-1. High for ball three. 3-1 count. Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, the DH in this ball game. Seven base on balls. Second pitch comes in. I should say fifth pitch. Foul back to the screen, right side. Count goes 3-2. 3-2 count. Tanner Coble. Ben Mazur steps back on the rubber, working from the windup. Here comes the 3-2. Foul tip. They'll stay around the plate. Couldn't catch it. Off the glove of Jackson Kane. They're staying in the box with a 3-2 count once again. Back on the rubber. 3-2 count, Tanner Coble. He's taking a ground ball. Right side. Munns had to pick it up again. Get to throw to first base. Get to put out to T.J. Bell. So quality at bat, if you're off the bat of Tanner Coble, stepping in next batter for Twin Lakes, going to be number 27, Luke Denno. Right-handed batter facing the righty. To step in. First pitch outside of ball. Luke Denno entering the ball game, 276 average. 40 plate appearances, 29 official at-bats. Second pitch, high and away for ball two. No balls, two strikes. Luke Denno, six runs on the season. He's got six RBI. Here comes the wind. Swing and a miss. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, one strike to Denno. Here comes the pitch from Mazur. Foul back to the screen. Count goes 2-2. The set back in. 2-2 count. Mazur and Denno. Line drive, going to go. Going to bounce a couple times, shortstop on the ground, going to throw across the diamond. Evan Teinhart throws to T.J. Bell with a third out. We'll mention at the end of four innings, end of four innings, Knights 5, Indians 0. We'll mention this game is also, in part, being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear, broker. She's a realtor. History 21 Sheets Company. Lisa Stokes Bear, care, concern, helping you find a home that you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear, contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. So the Indians throwing the ball around the infield, getting some warm-up pitches right there. Reese Arthur throwing with his catcher, Tristan Robertson. They're working on the diamond right there, pitching out a stretch. They're going to throw one down off the right hand of Robertson to second base. They throw it around the infield. Next batter in the lineup for the Knights is going to be number 24, Evan Teinhart. Evan Teinhart going to step in. 10 hits on the season. 10 singles entering this ballgame. First pitch, swing and a miss. Step out and look for signals not given. He'll step back in, right-handed batter. Working from the windup. Reese Arthur, he'll pop one foul territory. They're going to give it a chase. Off the glove, just off the glove of Tristan Robertson. Out in front of the Knights dugout. Knights occupying the first base dugout. Twin Lakes Indians, the third base dugout. No balls, two strikes. Stepping in, Evan Teinhart. Reese Arthur from the windup. Breaking pitch, got a piece of it. Off the glove of Robertson, goes back to the screen. Stays in the batter's box with an 0-2 count. Working from the windup, Reese Arthur. Swung on, fouled back, out of play. They stay in the box once again. 0-2 count, Evan Teinhart. Back up on the rubber, peering in looking at signals. Out of the wind. Outside, good block. Good fishing pitch. Nothing doing. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Step back off the back of the rubber, step back on. Reese Arthur peering in. Here comes the 1-2. Take a drive to center field. Coming up to let it bounce a couple times. In the glove. Maverick Arthur. Base hit off the bat of Evan Teinhart. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 12, Owen Munn. 0-9 and step in and look for signals first at first base, Evan Jeanhart. Nobody out, top of the fifth inning. Steps in, right-handed batter, 0-1. Working out of the stretch, Reese Arthur. He'll swing on. He'll pop one skyward. It's going to be a chase on. They're going to try to get it, and they're going to be caught by the right fielder. They'll get him back at first base. No tag up. They'll get the double play. Nice play from right fielder Ethan Bausman. He goes over to first base after the catch to Luke Denno. Two outs. Batting for the Knights here, here in the top of the fifth, number 16, T.J. Bell. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Pitch finishes high, ball one. Step off the back of the rubber, step back on. Peering in, looking at the signal, working out of the windup. Breaking pitch, T.J. Bell going to lift one to center field. Veering to his right. Catch is made by Maverick Arthur. For the third out here in the top of the fifth. Knights come up with none. They get a base hit, Evan Jeanhart. And at the end of 4.5, Knights 5, Twin Lakes Indians 0. They're getting ready to bat here. End the inning. We'll mention, getting ready to bat here, and we'll mention a little bit about sponsorships. We're thankful. Sponsors making it possible. Making it a good thing. We'll mention Reynolds Farm Equipment since 1955, located at 1451 East 276th Street, Atlanta, Indiana. ReynoldsFarmEquipment.com on the web. Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're located inside Reynolds Farm Equipment, right there at 276th Street on US 31. We'll mention the hours of operation for Reynolds Farm Equipment, Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5, Saturday, 7:30 to 12 noon, and closed Sunday. Titus Bakery and Deli. Titus Bakery and Deli, they're open Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 2 p.m., Saturday, 7 a.m. to 12 noon. You can join them for breakfast and or lunch. TitusBakery.com. Grab a hot coffee and a donut, or that hot breakfast you've been looking for. Stop in and visit Reynolds Farm Equipment and Titus Bakery and Deli along US 31 in northern Hamilton County. Stepping into bat, Twin Lakes Indians. Right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher. Here comes a wind. Could be hit by pitch. Backside, turns the body. He'll jog down to first base. Number 18, Ethan Bausman. Right-handed batter. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 14, Alan Miller. Alan Miller steps in. He's facing the righty. Ben Mazur out of stretch. Bausman, modest lead at first base. Pitch comes in high for ball one. One ball, no strikes. One foot in, one foot out, looks for signal, steps back in. Ethan Bausman getting that lead at first base. Here comes the set position. Pitch comes in, outside of ball. Two balls, no strikes, timeout on the diamond. Jackson King going to jog out and talk with Ben Mazur. One runner aboard at first base is Ian Bausman. Plays his second base position, wears number 28. Timeout complete. Jackson King going to walk and sit behind home plate. They're working right there on the diamond. The ball is live, working from the stretch. Mazur. Pickoff move, first base. Back safely, head first is Bausman. Nobody out. Bottom of the fifth inning. Working on the diamond. Set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Good healthy cut, 14, Alan Miller. Alan Miller plays third base for Twin Lakes. He'll step back in. Peering in, looking at signals, working out a stretch, checks to first base. Out of the set. Pitch comes in, outside edge, called strike. Two balls, two strikes. Runner at first base is Ian Bousman. Nobody out. Peering in, looking at signals. Mazur checks first base. Out of set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. They'll go down on strike, swinging. One out. Bottom of the fifth inning, I should say. And runner at first base. Runner at first base is Ethan Bousman. The runner, the batter at the plate is Ian Bousman, worth 28. Pickoff move. Safe at first base. Back safely, head first. Stepping in, 28. Ian Bousman steps in, batting 316 on the season. Working from the set. Pitch comes in. Ground ball foul, right side. Look for signals, none given. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur, right-handed batter, Ian Bousman, number 28, working out of the set. Pitch comes in, strike called. Count goes 0-2, right-handed batter, Ian Bousman. Ian Bousman has scored 13 runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Here comes the pitch. Breaking pitch. Broke low. Strike 3 called. 2 outs. Bottom of the 5th inning. Next batter stepping in. Going to be number 21. Jaden Francescina. Working from the stretch. Now a set position. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Francescina, batting 212 on the season. Yes, not a bad 212. Working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, high and away. Count goes 1-1. Runner at first base is Ethan Bousman, Miles Cleed, working from the stretch, Mazur. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Tried to hold that cut. Bet outside, he'll step back in. 1-2. Right-handed batter facing the righty, Mazur, working from the stretch, now the set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Might have been a tap. Might have been a caught third strike. But anyway, third out in the inning. At the end of five, Knights 5, Indians 0. So we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you by looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfort Truck and Car Sales in Frankfort, Indiana, or online at ftcsales.com, or call 765-654-7777. We offer bank finance or easy, low-payment plan. Visit us at ftcsales.com today. Since 1999, for 23 years, your go-to dealer, Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. Open Monday through Thursday, 9 to 7. Friday, 9 to 6. And Saturdays, 9 to 4. Located at 1601 McKinley Avenue, Frankfort, Indiana, 46041. That's Frankfort Truck and Car Sales. They throw one down, second base. Knights getting ready to bat. Top of the sixth inning. First batter going to be number 32, Justin Brady. A little bit of pitcher-catcher conference there. Jogging back The home plate is Tristan Robertson. He stepped behind the dish. He'll check the wristband. Stepping in, 32, Justin Brady. Working from the windup, Brees Arthur. Breaking pitch. I should say Francis Skeena in the ballgame. Corrected. Thank you. Number 21, Jaden Francis Skeena. He's got 24 innings this season. Pitch comes in lower away. Two balls, no strikes. Francis Skeena working on the diamond. 24 innings. He's got 31 strikeouts. Pitch comes in, strike called. Two balls, one strike. Working from the windup. Here comes the wind. Swing and a miss. Outside. Count goes 2-2. Francis Skeena working on the diamond. He's allowed 14 base on balls. As mentioned, 31 strikeouts. He's pitching here in the top of the sixth. Swung on, fouled left side, out of play from the left-hander. Left-handed batting, Justin Brady. Francis Skeena, get a new baseball. Step back on the rubber. 1 foot on, 1 foot off. Appearing to look at signals. 2-2 count. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. High and tight. He'll go down swinging. First out here in the top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to be number 27, Ben Mazur. Mazur going to step in. Batting 312. 21 play appearances, 16 official at-bats. First pitch, inside tight, ball one. Right-handed batter. Here comes the wind. High for ball two. Ben Mazur working on the diamond. Primarily works hard at the pitcher's mound. Strike comes in. Strike called. Ben Mazur has hit a long ball. Left field. Here comes the pitch. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Tap the plate. Here comes a wind. Swung on. He's going to fly one to left field. It'll be shallow. It'll be called for by the shortstop, and C.J. Brummett makes the catch. Second out here in the top of the sixth inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights. Number seven, Ryan Schumer. Ryan Schumer steps in, as mentioned, 280 batting average. He steps in. He's got 9 RBI. He scored 8 runs. Here comes the pitch. Outside a ball. 1 ball, no strikes. Francis Skeena working out of the windup. This comes in high for ball two. 2 balls, no strikes. Left-hander steps back in. Right-handed pitcher, Francis Skeena. Working that outside edge, just outside a ball. 3 balls, no strikes. Jaden Francis Skeena peers in. Here comes the wind. Strike call. 3 balls, 1 strike. 2 outs. Top of the sixth inning. Look at it. It's the windup. Swung on. Base hit right field. To get to the grass. Around first base and hold right there. Going to be a single off the bat of Ryan Schumer. Fielded there right field. Ethan Bausman. Timeout on the diamond. Coach Bordenay going to make an adjustment. Base runner. We'll double check. Bren Robbins will be the next batter in the lineup for Central Catholic. So they're going to need a runner for Bren Robbins. 17, Gavin Boutel.
Gavin Boutel, number 17.
He'll be the running at first base. for Ryan Schumer. Stepping back in, 33, Bryn Robbins. Bryn Robbins, a 310 batting average, working from the stretch. Pickoff move, first base, close play right there at first base. Nice move from Francescina. Appear in, look at signals out of stretch. Dangle that right arm out of set position. Pitch comes in tight. Behind it, Bryn Robbins. Just step back in. One ball, no strikes. Bryn Robbins, right-handed batter, right-handed pitcher, Jaden Francescina. Pitch comes in, strike called. One ball, one strike. Two outs. Top of the sixth inning. Pitching from the stretch. Set position. Pitch comes in. He'll foul one back to the screen.
Okay, he would have had to come in and Ian.
One ball, two strikes. A step back in. Right-handed batter. Bryn Robbins. Out of stretch. Francescina. Now the set. Breaking pitch right across the dig. It's going to get him looking. They'll throw to second base anyway. Might have got four outs. But they got three. Bryn Robbins will set down. No runs. Got a base hit. And then the Knights at the end of five. Knights in front. Five. Indians. Zero coming to bat. We'll mention this game is also in part being brought to you by Lisa Stokes Bear. Broker, Century 21 Sheets Company, Lisa Stokes Bear, care, concern, helping you find the home you are looking for. Lisa Stokes Bear, right there at 4929 East 96th Street, Indianapolis. That's where Sheets located, just across the Hamilton County line. We'll mention Lisa Stokes Bear. Contact Lisa by phone or by text message, 317-513-4086. Again, the number is 317-513-4086. Lisa Stokes Bear, realtor, broker, Century 21. So we get some final warm-up pitches off the glove of Jackson Kane. Next batter in the lineup for Twin Lakes is going to be number 17, Maverick Arthur. Maverick Arthur playing the center field position. Kind of busy last inning throughout the ball game. Number two, working right there in center field. 17, Maverick Arthur. Umpire adjusts his stenographer's pad, miniature stenographer's pad. Stepping in, number 17, Maverick Harper. He's batting 200, entering the ball game on the season. He's got a quick bat. He's the one hitter for the Indians. Here comes the wind. He'll foul one right side. It's going to float out of play. Quick bat, Maverick Arthur. No balls, one strike. Take a swing out of the box. He'll step back in. Right-handed batter. Facing Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind. He's going to try to put a bunt in. He pulls the bat back at the ball. One ball, one strike. Corners were playing out. They're going to continue to play out. They're going to play in a little bit at third base with Ryan Schumer. Peering in, looking at signals. Maverick Arthur. Outside low. Ball two. Two balls, one strike. A step back in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Here comes a wind. He'll foul one right side out of play. Two balls, one strike. Yeah, that's not Schumer at third base. Thank you, Butch. That's Gavin Boutel. Where's number 17? Thank you. So stepping back to the rubber, Ben Mazur. Looking right-handed batter's box. Swung on. Ground ball in the infield. Will be backhanded by Dehart. He'll throw to first base and just get Maverick Arthur at first base. One out here in the bottom of the sixth inning. Next batter in the lineup is going to be number 8, Tristan Robertson. Tristan Robertson does the catching for the Indians. Tristan Robertson stepping in. 290 average right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at singles out of the wind. Swing and a miss. Strike one. No balls, one strike. Tristan Robertson. Back in the right-handed batter's box. He scored 14 runs on the season. Swing and a miss. He's got 9 hits. He's got 4 RBI. He has tripled this season. Count goes 0-2. He'll step off the back and ask for any signals. Stepping in, right-handed batter, Tristan Robertson. Here comes the wind. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strikes. He'll throw the ball around the infield. 2 outs. Next batter in the lineup. It's going to be number 16, C.J. Brummett. Left-handed batter. Brummett plays shortstop. As mentioned, Brummett, 429 batting average. Entering the ballgame, he's got 19 RBI. Ground ball going to get over the head of, get off the glove of Mazur, fielded by Evan Teinhart. He'll throw to first base. It'll go 1-6-3, and they'll get the put out. Brummett right there, close play. So 3 outs. The Indians go down in order at the end of 6 innings. 5-0. We'll mention 5-0 ball game right here. And we'll also mention on the diamond, working pretty well around there. We'll mention PutMeInSports.com. Since 2008, PutMeInSports.com has been bringing internet radio high school sports to the listening ears of the IHSAA fans. Football in the fall, basketball in the winter, and baseball each spring. We welcome you to continue listening to high school sports, and we thank you for listening to PutMeInSports.com. So they're throwing the ball around the diamond. Getting some instruction right there at home plate. Coach himself, Coach Jake Burton, as they get some pitching tosses here on the field. They're going to pitch right now. The new pitcher in the ball game is Alan Miller, wears number 14. Came over from the third base position, getting some wind-up tosses right there. They throw the ball around the infield. So, tossing around the infield right now. And we thank you for listening. And we'll mention a little bit about this ball game. This ball game taking place right here at Twin Lakes High School. Pretty good diamond, absolutely. It's manicured nice. It is cut grass, dirt infield nice. It's well done. And right here on the diamond, looking pretty well. They're getting ready to throw one down. The toss it down. That's Tristan Robertson. Let's throw it to second base. And the first batter in the top of the seventh inning for the Knights can be number 20, Caden Minnick. Caden Minnick going to step in. Batting 345 on the season. Left-handed batter. First pitch comes in. Ball high. That's 14, Alan Miller. Alan Miller, 17 and two-thirds innings on the season. They'll foul one left side to float out of play. Count goes 1-1. Alan Miller has walked 4 batters. He's struck out 9. He's allowed 10 runs, 6 earned runs. Gonna fly one on the infield. Brummett gonna call for it. He'll make the catch out near behind the third base in the grass. One out here in the top of the seventh inning. Next batter going to step in for the Knights, Carter Johnson. Number 25, left fielder in today's ballgame. He'll step in, as mentioned, 273 batting average. Swung on, ground ball, off the glove, off the pitchers. And let's go to the second base. They'll go 1-4-3 off the glove of Arthur. Ian Bousman, check that. That was 44 making the play. That's Landon Arthur, 6'2", 160. Sophomore athlete making the play at second base. Stepping in, Evan Deanhart. Right-handed batter. Working from the windup is 14, Alan Miller. Peering in, looking at signals. Here's the wind. He's trying to put a bunt down. Going to offer for it. Couldn't come up. Came up empty. Count goes 0-1. 0-1 count to Evan Deanhart. Step back in, right-handed batter. Here comes the wind. Be a line rope between third and second base. It's going to get to the outfield. It's going to be picked up in left field. They'll throw it back in. So, aboard, as Butch said, he's 3-for-3 last time at the plate, meaning 4-for-4 now. The next batter going to step in. Number 12, Owen Munn, right-handed batter, peering in, looking at signals. Alan Miller looks over at second or first base, out of the stretch, swinging a miss. Owen Munn, no balls, one strike. Evan Deanhart at first base, two outs. Top of the seventh inning, steps back in. Owen Munn. Throw over to first base, and they're going to call him safe. Safe at first base, head first, back to bag. Evan Deanhart, close play. No balls, one strike. Look over at first base. Pickoff move again. Pickoff move just before he goes into the set position. A step back in. No balls, one strike. Owen Munn. Alan Miller. Breaking pitch in there for a strike. Sliding into second base safely is Evan Deanhart. The throw goes over the head of the second baseman. So they'll get it back in the glove. Alan Miller. Pitcher's mound. Runner at second base. Two outs. 0-2 count to Owen Munn. A step back in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals. Alan Miller, out of the stretch, now the set, and a check second base. Breaking pitch. Going to not get the break he wanted. Going to get the backside of Owen Munn. So runners first and second base. Stepping into bat, number 16, T.J. Bell. I'm going to check on the runner, make sure Owen Munn's okay. Putting the glove on, and getting the modest lead, working out a stretch, now it's set. It's going to be a foul tip. Try to check each swing, got part of the bat, look back to the screen. No ball, one strike, two outs. Peering in, looking at singles, check second base, Alan Miller. Low for a ball, good block right there of Tristan Robertson. Count goes 1-1. Bell steps in, working from the stretch, Alan Miller checks second base. Pitch comes in low on the misplayed baseball, Evan Deanhart to third base. Owen Munn at second base, stepping in, T.J. Bell, working from the stretch, Alan Miller looking at signals, set position, checks third base, pitch comes in, ground ball, foul, left side, Two balls, two strikes.
Yeah.
Yeah. A step back in, TJ Bell.
Nice.
Runners at second and third for the Knights, two outs. Peering in, looking at signals. Now the set position. Pickoff move at third base. And a step, ball goes awry, goes into foul territory by the bullpen area. And the Knights,
in the
score two, Zienhard and Owen Munn. They throw right side, third base. Count remains, two balls, two strikes to TJ Bell. 2-2, two out. Third base, about even with the bag. First base, deep. Regular depth. Working from the windup, Alan Miller. Swung on to take a float one to center field. Moving to his right, making a catch. Maverick Arthur. Arthur makes the catch. Third out, top of the seventh inning. And they're working on the diamond. Right there, he's going to play defensively. They're going to take some warm-ups right out there, get some pitches. And again, we'll mention Indiana Beach. Indiana Beach Boardwalk Resort. Indiana Beach is an amusement park located on Lake Schaefer in Monticello, Indiana. The resort was developed by the Speckman family. We'll mention, and then also the Speckman family, the park was then sold to Morgan RV LLC at Apex Parks Group LLC and is now owned and operated by ID Parks and Entertainment. What a great way for family and fun to continue. Just a hop, skip, and a jump. Northeast of Twin Lakes High School, located 5224 East Indiana Beach Road. That's Monticello, Indiana, 5224 East Indiana Beach Road. On the web, you can contact them. You can see them on the web at indianabeach.com. You can dial them up at 574-583-4141. That's 574-583-4141. You can get a 2022 season pass for $69.99. That's Indiana Beach in Monticello. Stepping into bat, number 11, Tanner Coble. Tanner Coble, right-handed batter. Working in the right-handed box, major pitch. Going to be a ground ball in the infield. Going to be second base, fielded by Owen Munn. To throw on to first base. Get the put out with C.J. Bell. One out here in the bottom of the seventh. Next batter going to step in, number 27, Luke Geno. Luke Geno, as mentioned, 276 batting average. That's in 40 plate appearances, 29 official at-bats. Luke Geno scored 6 runs, has 6 RBI. First pitch, swing and a miss. Right-handed batter, Luke Geno. Right-handed pitcher, Ben Mazur. Here's the wind. Outside a ball. One ball, one strike. Luke Geno steps back in. Right-handed batter, working from the windup, Ben Mazur. Pitch comes in, outside, ball two. Two balls, one strike. Working in the bottom of the seventh inning. Here comes the wind. Ball gets by the catcher's glove, back to the screen. Three balls, one strike. A step back behind the rubber. Has been measured and adjust the cap. A step back in on the rubber. Peering in looking at signals. Here comes the wind. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Three balls, two strikes, full count, 27. The batter's box, Luke Geno, working against Ben Mazur. Here comes the wind. He'll foul one, right side, foul territory. It's going to go out of play. Giving it a look with TJ Bell. Three balls, two strikes once again. 3-2 count and step back in. 27, Luke Geno. Working from the wind. Outside, ball four. The jog down to first base. 27, Luke Geno. Next batter in the lineup going to be number 18, Ethan Bausman. Bausman, the right fielder. 1 foot in, 1 foot out, looking for signals. He'll step in right now. He scored 11 runs on the season. He's got 5 RBI. Pitch comes in. He'll take a drive to right field. It's going to be just inside the right foul line. It'll be a base hit to right field. It'll be a base hit out at second base. It's going to be Luke Geno. So Bausman and Geno aboard first and second base. Timeout on the diamond. Coach going to walk out and have a conversation with his infield. Looking right there. And we are thankful you're listening to Put Me in Sports. And we'll also mention this game is in part being brought to you. Looking for that newer truck or sport utility vehicle? Visit us at Frankfurt Truck and Car Sales in Frankfurt, Indiana. Online, ftcsales.com. You can call them at 765-654-7777. Stepping back in. First time, it's going to be Alan Miller, right-handed batter, righty pitcher. Checking second base, first pitch to Miller, outside edge, called strike. First and second base, bases occupied, stepping to the rubber, working from a stretch, set position to check second base. He'll throw pickoff move, timing pattern, back safety. At second base is Luke Geno. Stepping back in, 14, Alan Miller. Working from the stretch. Out of set. Pitch comes in, swing and a miss. Good cut by 14, Alan Miller. Steps back in, right-handed batter. Looking at signals, working out a stretch. Now the set. Here comes the 0-2. High for ball one. One ball, two strikes. 14, Alan Miller, right-handed batter. Two aboard, Luke Geno and Ethan Bausman at first base. Breaking pitch, across the dish, strike called. So two outs here in the bottom of the seventh inning. Next batter is going to step in. It's going to be Landon Arthur. Landon Arthur, now playing second base, was number 44. Pretty lanky kid, 6 foot two, 160, right-handed batter. Pitch comes in low for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Two aboard here. Bottom of the seventh inning. First and second base. Luke Geno at second, Bausman. Ethan Bausman at first. Next pitch comes in, a ball outside. Two balls, no strikes. Stepping back in the rubber. The signals out of stretch, now the set, check second base. Pitch comes in, fouled back, out of play, right side. Down goes two balls, one strike. So we'll step back in, right-handed batter. Peering in, looking at signals, Ben Mazur. He'll work from the set position. Swing and miss. Strike two. Two balls, two strikes. Number 44, Landon Arthur. Playing a second base position. Two balls, two strikes. Working from the set, here comes the 2-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. He'll go down on strike. Strike three. And the final score are going to be Central Catholic 7. Twin Lakes 0. And we'll remind you, coming up, it's going to be on Monday for Twin Lakes. Monday, the second day of May, 5:30 start time. It'll be Tri-County Walkett. That's in Walkett, Indiana. Tri-County is going to be right here with Twin Lakes Indians, weather permitting. And we'll mention on Friday, next Friday, Friday, April 29th. That's tomorrow. The Knights will be home. Take that back. 5:30 start time. Then Central Catholic will be at Rossville tomorrow night at 5:30. We thank you for listening. We thank Butch for his rendition. It was very well done. Thank you. And we'll mention them no matter if you're home or away. First, I'll mention my wife back home. She does a fabulous job, sound check and more. So thanks a lot. We appreciate that. No matter if you're home or away, if you're doing the teaching, you're doing the learning, don't let it go. Just keep the fire burning.